time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. If you've been listening to the program for some time, you know that we love to talk about our RAMP program. Now, that is the Relief Apprenticeship Missions Program that is put on here once a year at Port Mercy. One of our classes has just graduated, but guess what? Our class of 2009 is in the studio today with Mr. Murray Douglas, who is heading up the RAMP program this year, but he's also the coordinator and director of disaster relief. Actually, Murray, you have several jobs here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
One of my jobs is the disaster response director here at Friendships, but I also am overseeing the RAMP program, and currently we're about another four or five hats at the moment as well.
And that's what we're here to talk about today. So why don't you go ahead and introduce the class of 2009?
Yeah. First off, I'd like to introduce my new assistant for this year, Hannah Riley. You may remember her as one of the rampers from last year.
Hello.
Now, Hannah, you're back, right? You're a graduate of the last RAMP program, but you decided to come back. Why did you do that?
Actually, it was God's choosing. And to help Mr. Murray, yes, to be his assistant for the RAMP program. And I'm really excited to see how they're going to grow and mature to be able to walk alongside them.
So you want to pass on a little of the experience that you had as well. Okay, Murray, well, why don't we go ahead and introduce the rest?
Okay, we've got Kirsten Long.
Hi.
Hi, Kirsten.
Now, Kirsten, you're a local girl, right?
Yes, I'm literally from down the road, yeah.
And what made you come specifically for the RAMP program?
Yeah. Well, I want to be a leader, and to be a leader, you have to serve first, you have to be humble, and you got to start at the bottom, work your way up. And this is one of the ways to do it. And another thing is I just love sharing the love of Christ and reaching out to people and helping them in need and just, you know, being a helping hand. And this is a great opportunity to do it.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a little bit, but let's meet the rest.
Okay, next we have Jessica Harris.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. Now, Jessica Harris, you're also from this area, correct?
Yes. I was born in Illinois. I've lived here since 2000.
You're from Lake Charles or from Sulphur? Where?
Here in Lake Charles.
Lake Charles. Welcome to the RAMP program.
Thanks.
And also?
We've got Michael Gillette, who's not a local boy.
Yeah. Hello. I'm from Washington State, on the east side, close to the Idaho border.
Now, how did you hear about Friendships being all the way from that side of the country?
There was a young couple who had come down here and did something similar with you guys, and they came and talked to our youth group, and I was at a point where I didn't know what to do out of high school, and sounded good.
I believe, Murray, that would be Des and Joel.
Yeah, that would be Joel and Des. I think they've been on the radio a few times.
Yeah. And Murray, we have one more person that's here with the RAMP program. Who's that?
We have Patricia James.
Yes, I'm Patricia, and I am the oldest of all of the rampers.
And where are you from, Patricia?
From Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, so that rounds it up. Patricia is also helping out with the radio right now. I believe, Murray, you have everybody in a rotation that is learning a little bit of everything from the different aspects of Port Mercy and the Friendships Ministry. Is that correct?
That's correct. They work in two-week rotations, and they get to spend some time in each of our departments, and one of those being Radio Friendships.
Yeah, so I encourage listeners to keep your ears open. You may hear some of the rampers in here doing part of the interviews as kind of an internship from time to time. So, like I said, keep your ears open for that. Well, Murray, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the plans are for the RAMP program this year?
The RAMP program this year is going to be a little bit different than last year. The biggest difference is they're going to be experiencing every aspect of what we do here at Friendships. But a lot of the things that we'll be learning is living in community. They have to share rooms with people. We've also got some other exciting things planned. We've got some training we're going to be doing within the local parish. And another thing we're trying this year is early start to our day. Our day actually starts at 5:30 in the morning, which is something, let's just say, I am having to get used to, but we're doing really well. The last couple of days, we've actually been checking on some of our neighbors after the storm that's been through, and just had some opportunities to pray for people and just help out in some of the little areas. So a lot of what we'll be doing is a lot of community type missions, but also some domestic missions and some overseas missions as well.
Well, it didn't take them long to get their feet wet, did it, Murray? Because with the storm that came in and part of our crew dispatched to the West Coast, we were left a little shorthanded. I'll tell you what, I don't think things would have gotten done if it was not for the rampers that were here. We had five people doing the work of a lot of men. It was just amazing to see.
Yeah, with the last week or so, we've had to be getting things ready for the hurricane. Lots of tying stuff down and moving stuff around. So it's been a few long days and a few days that we were hoping to have days off. But we were able to get everything done that we needed to do due to the help that the rampers gave us.
Amen. Well, again, we're going to talk to each one of you a little bit and find out a little more about each one of you. But I want to start with Hannah, because as we mentioned, she is a graduate. And you may remember that Hannah Riley is the daughter of John Riley, the national AFR broadcast personality that does the morning show right here on AFR. So, Hannah, why do you think it's important that you're here now?
Well, first of all, I just want to run alongside Mr. Murray and help him with whatever he needs done, support him in any way I can with prayer and anything that he needs done. And I would like to be a good mentor for especially the girls in the group.
Okay. Did you feel like you learned some leadership qualities through the RAMP program?
Yes, I did.
How so?
Well, with the different things I got put in charge of, whether in the galley or specific things, really helped me to grow up and to learn the responsibility and in that, you know, being a leader.
How would you define leader?
I would define leader as, well, first of all, someone who stands up for what's right, who leads, who doesn't follow.
And I think you have a servant's heart.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a short break here to hear a few messages from Port Mercy. But when we come back, we'll be meeting the new rampers, Mike, Patricia, Kirsten, and Jessica. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Message Center. To enter your mailbox, press star.
Yes, my name is Daniel. I'm calling to let you know that I do appreciate your radio program. I love it. I think Lake Charles needs it. And I would be honored to speak with anyone because this program has really, really touched my heart.
Hi, my name's Stephen, and I'm calling just to let you know that I'm listening on 90.3. Thank you.
And now a word from Sondra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
God told Jeremiah that before he formed him in the womb, he knew him and appointed him as a prophet to the nations. When the Apostle Paul came to know Jesus, he was told that he had been appointed as a servant and a witness, that he should go to Damascus, and there he would be told all that he had been assigned to do. The Bible contains many examples of people called by God to do something specific. In fact, Ephesians says that we're saved by grace to do good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do. Psalms tells us that all the days of our lives were written in the book before one of them came to be. Isaiah said he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And Isaiah responded, "Here I am, send me." When the Lord asks you, "Who will go for us?" do you say, "Please, Lord, send me"?
For more information about Friendships Unlimited, go to friendships.org.
It's football season, and you know what that means. It's time to cheer on your favorite teams. The Menise Cowboys will be going head-to-head with Buddy Ball Superstars in the first annual homecoming game. Everyone can play, and no experience is required. Players in wheelchairs or assisted walking devices can participate. Anyone blind, deaf, or with other disabilities are encouraged to register. The event is free for the public and participants. The homecoming ceremony on September 20th at 6:30 p.m. at McNeese Field. To register and for more information, call 217-9092. Remember, you must register 2 weeks prior to have a uniform. Again, the phone number is 217-9092. We'll see you there.
Hi, my name is Bonnie. I was watching the Christian channel yesterday and saw your thing come up on the TV. I am an LPN, and I'm very interested in volunteering to go down to Louisiana.
Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships, where we've been speaking to the RAMP class of 2009. That's weird just saying that, isn't it? Anyways, let's move right along to Kirsten. Let's find out a little bit about you. Again, a local girl. Were you raised in a Christian family or?
Not from the start. Well, I was Catholic, but we didn't really go to church. And we didn't go to church for like 5-6 years. And then this kind of ties into me getting saved.
Okay.
But I was a dancer for 13 years, and all of a sudden I had an accident, and I had nothing else to do on Wednesday nights. And I had this friend, she went to Glad Tidings. And the first time I walked into Glad Tidings, I knelt down at the end of the pew to the sign of the cross and got in. And like, you got to understand Glad Tidings Church, it's radical. It's just, you know, passionate, you know, speaking in tongues and just dancing and worshiping and just jumping and praising God.
Freedom.
And I was like, this is crazy. But then I just really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I did. And after service, I walked up to Pastor Carl and I said, Father Carl, wonderful service. And he kind of looked at me funny like,
Father.
Okay, I'm not your dad. But yeah. I started going there a lot, and I told my mom about it. She's like, yeah, I used to go there whenever I was little with my friends. So me and her started going, and then pretty soon all of us went, and we all got saved.
Amen.
It was awesome. It was like a family experience, not just one at a time. But we grew, like, some of us grew faster than others, and some of us took us a little longer to, you know, yeah.
Well, how did you get from that point of being saved to wanting to help in missions?
Well, God just called me to missions work, and I was like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Missions? I have no idea. I'm really new to this whole Christian thing. What is missions? Mm-hmm. And there's some people, the Fords at our church, I think they lived in Africa. I'm not too sure, but they were in Africa, and we went over their house one day, and they were just telling us all kinds of stories about their adventures and just, you know, all these things, like people getting saved and just reaching out to everybody and just all kinds of things that they would have to wait on God and things that he would provide for them and just all kinds of amazing stories. And I was like, God, this is so cool. I want to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That was it.
Yeah, that was the beginning. Just set off.
Okay, well, that sounds like a whole story in itself, but we need to get to somebody else. How about you, Jessica?
Yeah.
Jessica, also a local girl. I think we first met you volunteering in the Totes of Hope program. Is that correct?
I've actually been here before that.
What was that about?
A couple years ago, our church, and surprisingly, I was the only youth that had showed up. And we had gathered our church, and they just said, you know, we're going to go and help this place called Friendships. And I was just kind of getting involved in our church. And so I was like, okay, you know, whatever. So I'll go see what it's about. And so we had came here, and we actually, I think I worked with DJ.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And she had a separating clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But back then it wasn't called Totes of Hope. After that experience, I just knew at that time that God was going to do something big with Friendships in my life, but I kind of ignored it.
So you made this decision to come here. Were you supported in this? Did your friends understand?
Friends? Not so much. My church family and my parents. I'll just start with my church family. My church family was extremely supportive. They've always been supportive, and they're amazing. And my parents, not so much understood exactly what it was all about and didn't know about me living on a ship. You know, how crazy was that? But in the end, both of my parents have peace about it. And, you know, being able to talk to me daily and being able to come see me maybe on Sundays and stuff has really helped.
Oh, amen. Well, let's just go ahead and talk to Mike. Mike, you know, you've come a long ways. You've come from the West Coast, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program. That is, I don't want to say it's harder, because in some ways the local people have this temptation to want to, you know, there's the ties to home that is always pulling on them. You made this decision to leave pretty much everything behind to follow Christ and come here and serve. Why don't you walk us through that decision process? What were you thinking at the time?
I had just graduated. I was looking at a couple different choices. I could continue my job or go to school, try something. And I was really fighting about it. So when Dez and Joel came to talk to our youth group, it just seemed right. The timing was perfect. And it sounded like something really, really good to do for community and everybody else, as well as a growing experience for me. So I got a little bit more info about it. And I still, after filling out the thing, it took me a while to turn it in and stuff because I was fighting the decision. And my youth pastor told me, turn it in, see what happens. If it's not God's will, you won't be accepted. If it is, then he'll make things possible.
Amen.
And everything came together.
Now, you also have the unique distinction of being the only man here this time. Now, last time it was exactly the opposite. We had four guys and Hannah was the only girl, but she did quite well. She held her own. How do you feel being the only guy here?
It's not that bad. I'm really not the only guy here. There's others who are in the other parts of friendships and some younger guys. And the girls aren't that bad.
Do you get asked to lift the heavy stuff a lot?
Definitely.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk to Patricia.
Hello.
Now, Patricia also came from a distance away. Did you say Ohio?
From Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. What was that like, leaving the comforts of your home to Louisiana? Had you ever been to Louisiana before?
Never been to Louisiana. When I first heard about friendships, I was decided, and I didn't really care about leaving home and leaving my family behind. It wasn't until I actually got here, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm leaving my family behind. Yeah. Everybody else was, you know, they're going to miss me and all. But I felt that, you know, since I'm 22 and I go to college and, you know, I moved out already, it shouldn't be a big deal that I'm going to leave home and be on my own. So, and plus I got God's protection. So, you know, there's nothing to worry about.
Amen. Well, what was your first impression when you walked on to the grounds of Port Mercy?
Well, it was dark, so I couldn't see anything. So I was like, oh, what am I getting myself into, you know? And then, you know, I settled in. I'm like, you know what? It doesn't really matter. You know, this is what God asked me to do. If I believe it, then everything's going to be good. And, you know, I woke up and, you know, met everybody, and it was just, you know, it was just like a community. It was like a big family, and, you know, I was happy, happy to be here.
Amen. Well, so what do you think of the community? Are you surprised at the differences of people that are here that come together with a common goal?
Well, I was expecting people to be more open instead of, you know, when you're at home, you know, people are, you know, they talk about God, or, you know, they do their godly thing on Sundays. You know, right. These people here, they do it every single day. And, you know, you're always hearing about God, what they did in their life. And, you know, and it's really encouraging to hear what other people have to go through. I never can connect with anybody at home because I'm always trying to, you know, talk about God and ask for advice. Yeah. But it's good to come here with a whole bunch of people. Their whole life is dedicated to it. And they want to focus their whole life to that. And, you know, I can have something to fall off.
Yeah. I remember when I first got here, I was like, man, don't these guys talk about anything besides God and ships? But, you know, there's a lot of comfort in that. And not only that, there's a great well of knowledge and experience that we can all draw from people from all over the world, from different denominations, but with a common love for Christ. Well, it sounds like a family.
Yeah. It definitely is a family.
Well, Murray, what do you see in this new group?
I think they got a lot of potential. You know, we've only been doing this class for the past 3 weeks, but already there's changes, and already they've had to face some different challenges. And just from what I've seen already, I think it's going to be an exciting year. And I think we've got just the right mix of people and the right people here.
Do you remember the class last year? We had a group of people that at first you were wondering what's going on. And by halfway through, you saw a tremendous, like their personality, it just blossomed into something brilliant and bright and encouraging. This one seems a little different. We see a lot of that blossoming already. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think already we've got some team building going on.
So they work together pretty well?
Let's just say they haven't got into any fist fights yet. but yeah, they're a different group than last year. And I think each intake's going to have its own unique flavor. But already these guys are coming together as a team.
Well, we're going to be offering this again next year.
Yes. So we tried to begin it at the same time that McNeese begins their school year.
Okay.
In August. So we'll be doing it again next year. Then hopefully again the following year as well.
Wow. So if people are listening and they're thinking, wow, I missed out this year, it is available. But you know what? It's a little ways away. What I would recommend is not trying to keep this in the back of your mind. Go look at the website at www.friendships.org. Take a look around in there. There's something about the visuals that help lock it into your memory, and definitely pray about it and then see what happens. Now, Murray, this is not only about spiritual disciplines, which are vitally important, but also some personal disciplines such as being on time, some physical training, things that are going to last the rest of their lives, right?
Yeah, there's some various things that we expect them to be able to do. Though I do need to say that it's not a program for new believers.
Okay.
There's some things that participants already need to be pretty well grounded in their Christian faith. We've designed it for those that are just seeking what God has planned for them. So we're building on a lot of that. We don't go over the basics of Christianity. We don't do a lot of the new believer type things.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people out there that have a love for God and just really want to know what He has planned for them.
Yeah.
And this ramp program is designed for those people that know God, love Him deeply, and just want to be able to serve Him in another way.
Oh, amen. Now, what's the cost?
It's quite expensive. There is absolutely no financial cost to it. We don't charge any fee to be a part of it. But there are other costs. I'm learning that the whole 5 o'clock and the 5:30 in the morning is quite expensive. It is going to cost your time. It's going to cost your energies, but we're not going to ask you to pull out your wallet.
Well, how would people be able to sign up for this? I mean, is it too early to sign up for next year's?
No. We already have our first application in for next year already.
Really?
And
Is there a limit to how many you'll take?
We're aiming at, I think, our top number for next year is between 12 to 15.
Okay.
So we are having it open for a few more than we do this year, but we will be limited how many people we can house on board the ship.
Okay, and if there's any changes in that number, we'll keep listeners informed as it goes along.
We'll keep people informed on that.
Yeah.
Our goal is to be able to have between 35 to 50 each year, but we're not at that point yet.
Okay, and how would they apply? How would they let somebody know that they're interested?
If you go to our website at www.friendships.org, you can download the application right there online.
Okay, from the homepage, is it pretty easy to find?
Last time I looked, it was pretty easy to find.
Just look for the ramp program, and the applications will be there. They fill that out and mail it off, or they can.
Yeah, I think mail it off, or okay. I think you can fax it, but mailing's probably going to be the easiest.
All right. Well, we're going to take a. All right. Well, Murray, we are quickly running out of time, but before we go, we like to leave listeners with a scripture of the day. Does anybody have a scripture that they'd like to share with us?
Yes, actually, Mr. Jeff, I do.
Okay, Hannah?
Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men.
Amen. Well, let's have one from each and every one of you. Do you have a favorite one? Let's go, Patricia.
The one I like to live by is walking by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Okay, Jessica?
I'll just tell you my favorite verse. It's 1 Timothy 4:12. Do not let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for believers in truth, faith, purity, and love.
Amen. Maybe that should be a ramp motto.
I have one. It's lean not on your own understanding, but trust in God in all your ways and acknowledge Him.
Amen. Thank you, Kirsten. Okay, what about you, Mr. Murray? Do we have one?
Yeah, one of my favorite ones is Joshua is talking to the children of Israel and says, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Thank you all for joining us here today. I'll tell you what, I really enjoy these ramp interviews. They're always a lot of fun. So we look forward to hearing a lot more from you and about you throughout the year. In the meantime, we'd like to thank all you listeners for joining us here today. Don't forget about the Totes of Hope program run right here at Port Mercy each Saturday. You don't need to sign up, just show up. But if you'd like more information, please call our office at 337-433-5022. Well, until next time, we'd like to invite you all to join us right here on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.